time for more What Happened on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Tom Inabnet.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. We're happy to have you here. You know, in the headlines this week, there were several interesting things I think that I'll go over. And the first one is, it kind of strikes me as unusual, and it should be to you as well. One of the best things in the headlines were that several ICE agents, matter of fact, 10 Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, have filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, and the ICE Director, John Morton, on Thursday, taking on the recent Obama administration directives, which they say prevent them from upholding the law. Now, this all began when President Obama decided to clear a path for certain undocumented aliens to be protected from immigration laws. Now, these people, by and large, are people who are in this country through no fault of their own. We're talking about people who were brought here as infants or were born here and really don't have any other place to turn. And here's what started it all. Dave, please play clip 5.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people. Over the next few months, eligible individuals who do not present a risk to national security or public safety will be able to request temporary relief from deportation proceedings and apply for work authorization. Now, let's be clear. This is not amnesty. This is not immunity. This is not a path to citizenship. It's not a permanent fix.
Not a permanent fix. Now, this is, understandably, there are a number of criteria, and when you understand the criteria, you'll understand where this is coming from. This applies to people who are either brought here as young children or born here, who have been in this country continuously for 5 years, who are not threats to public security, have no criminal record, and it also applies to young people who go to school and go to the military and so forth and so on. So I was kind of curious to find out exactly what was happening. So I went out to the Department of Homeland Security website, and I'll quote you. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, today announced that effective immediately, certain young people who are brought into the United States as young children do not present a risk to the national security or public safety and meet several key criteria will be considered for relief from removal from the country or from entering into removal proceedings. Those who demonstrate they meet the criteria will be eligible to receive deferred action for a period of 2 years, subject to renewal, and will be eligible to apply for work authorization. Now, Janet Napolitano told CBS News in June that the U.S. immigration system was never designed to focus upon the beneficiaries of the Obama administration new plan to stop deporting qualified children of illegal immigrants. Now, we can hear this in the words of Janet Napolitano herself. Please play clip 6.
What we are doing is providing for a grant of deferred action against young people who meet certain eligibility criteria and deferred action from removal from the country for 2 years. It's subject to renewal. What this does is allow these young people to remain in the country without the threat of impending removal. It doesn't provide immunity. It doesn't provide a pathway to citizenship. But it does allow these young people to stay, and on an individual basis, they can also apply for a work authorization.
Now, many people have confused this issue with the DREAM Act. Now, this is not the DREAM Act, and I'm not going to go into the details of that. We've all heard it. We all know it's this giant ghost that's going to pounce on us if we let it. But the truth is, these are provisions applied to people that the immigration system is simply not capable of handling at this time. And it's kind of a gray area. You know, they were born here or bought here as infants. What do we do about them? But it's not the DREAM Act. Remember, now Janet Napolitano will go on to explain this in a little bit more detail. Dave, please play clip 7.
The DREAM Act provided for permanent legal status, pathway to citizenship, substantive rights that are not encompassed within the decision I'm announcing today. What is encompassed within the decision I'm announcing today is deferring removal action against young people who brought here through no fault of their own, who are not in trouble with the law, and who are in school, in the military. These are young people that really the immigration system was never designed to focus upon.
Now, I see that's true. Doing some more research, I find out that this is a demographic that they really don't know what to do with. The children of illegals who are born here by statute are American citizens. But understand that one of the biggest problems with a lot of these young people is that they don't necessarily know they're not citizens, especially the ones who were born here. They assume that because they were born here, they're automatically citizens, but they find out differently when they go and attempt to get a job or a Social Security card or something to that effect. Now, the problem is, as laudable a goal as this incentive may be, it has agents within the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Bureau. It forces them to violate the law in order to comply with the new immigration policies. And I quote, the suit filed in federal court in Dallas, Texas, challenges the administration's June 15th Deferred Action Directive, which instructed ICE agents not to arrest certain illegal aliens for deportation or facilitate the granting of work permits for some directive beneficiaries. And this is the text of the lawsuit, part of it. I further quote, we are federal law enforcement officers who are being ordered to break the law. This directive puts ICE agents and officers in a horrible position. Now, that's according to the president of the National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council and a former ICE agent, Chris Crane. Excuse me. Now, he said that in a statement. Now, of course, the Republicans will jump all over this as soon as it was announced. You know, there was all kinds of, oh, it's the Dream Act. We already told him not to do that, and he's doing it anyway, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not exactly what it is. I know in the last segment I outlined some of the places where Mr. Obama's administration is violating the Constitution. And this I wouldn't necessarily count among that, simply because this is a segment of the population that we really don't know how to deal with. And just to put them on a bus and ship them to a country that they've never been to, in many cases don't speak the language, have no one there to guide them or to protect them, we can't just stick them on a bus and ship them home. Now, I thought it might be interesting to get the viewpoint of another immigrant, recent immigrant. So here's what Marco Rubio had to say about the new immigration policies. Dave, please play clip 8.
As far as the deferred action on these kids, look, these kids, it's not their fault that they're here without documents, and they're certainly, I think most Americans would like to find a way to accommodate them, but do so in a way that doesn't encourage illegal immigration and is an amnesty. But the way the president did it, in addition to having constitutional problems, undermines the cause, because he basically, what he's done is politicized it. He's once again injected politics into this issue, and it's clear why he did it, because he's going to try to use it to win an election in November, as opposed to trying to solve a serious problem that our country has with illegal immigration and a serious humanitarian problem that these kids have.
Now, that's true. These kids are caught between a pipeline they can't get out of. There's really very little that anyone can do for them. But I do believe him when he says that this was done for a political gain instead of considering the welfare of the children. Now, needless to say, the children will benefit from this, and they should. But it puts some people in an incredibly difficult situation. Now, the Kansas Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, who is the lead attorney on this case, says, and I quote, the directive is an extension of the Dream Act, which was rejected by Congress and aims to grant amnesty to 1.7 million illegal aliens. It violates federal immigration laws that require certain aliens to be placed in removal proceedings. It violates the Administrative Procedures Acts. And it encroaches upon legislative powers of Congress as defined in Article 1 of the United States Constitution. Now, it seems to me it's inconceivable that the United States federal government would issue a directive that forces their own agents to either comply with a new policy and thereby break the law or be disciplined if they don't. How is it that that can make sense to anyone? To me, it sounds ridiculous. It really is. Also in the headlines this week, a federal court, United States District Court in Washington, D.C., rejects a Texas redistricting map. A U.S. federal court ruled on this last Tuesday that a controversial Texas redistricting map discriminates against black and Hispanic voters, and that effectively kills these new districts before they could take effect on November 6th. And it makes me wonder what the motivation is for them, for this federal judge in Washington, D.C., to say that this redistricting map is invalid because it discriminates against minorities. Now, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia issued the ruling. The state map that was passed by Republican-dominated Texas legislature redrew districts in a way that reduced the influence of minority voters, and that's what the court ruled. And what the court went on to say is that Texas didn't prove that this did not interfere with the rights of minorities. Well, how can you prove a negative, ladies and gentlemen? How can you disprove a negative? It's impossible. That's a key trap that they're using. And this court in Washington, D.C. comes down and says, well, you can't do that because it's discriminatory, so you have to prove that it isn't. It seems the other way around. It should be the other way around. It seems that they should prove that it is discriminatory before unilaterally blocking this map, which will affect the votes in Texas. Now, I bring that up, and Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott said in a statement that he would appeal the decision of the U.S. to the U.S. Supreme Court. He called the ruling an extension of the Voting Rights Act beyond what Congress had intended. Okay, now the three-judge panel who ruled on this, which Judge Thomas Griffith, Judge Rosemary M. Collier, who were both appointed by President Bush, formerly the governor of Texas, and Judge Braille A. Howell, appointed by Barack Obama. But it strikes me as unusual because, as I understand this, forcing someone to take a negative, to prove a negative, is going to be virtually impossible. I was under the impression that they had to prove it was biased and not the other way around. Finally, in the headlines this week, there's a new movie come out. It's 2016, the movie. Now, in this movie, it was released last week into about 1,000 theaters, and it's called Obama's America 2016. And what it does is it tries to depict what the country would look like in 2016 if President Obama were to be reelected. The conservative author and documentarian, Dinesh D'Souza, I hope I didn't butcher that, the film outpaced box office predictions over the weekend when it expanded from its original release to about 1,000 theaters. It went on and made $6.2 million. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a huge amount of money for a documentary. And I saw a couple of clips of it. And for those of you who are interested, there are a few clips on the Internet. I would suggest you go out and see if you can find those. It's pretty interesting. And lastly, in this section, we want to remember Hurricane Isaac. Right now, it is barreling down. It is on top of New Orleans. We want those people in New Orleans to know that our thoughts are with them. Hope they'll be safe. We will be ready to help when you need us. And that's it for this segment, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back right after this.